Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Jones pulls the trigger. Touchdown, Giants! Malik Nabers fouls it in the end zone.
Yeah, he's pretty good, although that fourth and four drop was big because, you know, I'll save it because in my other things to mention, I wonder about what Dable's decision making would have been had they gotten that first down on a potential field goal. We'll talk about that here in a moment. All right. So the list of things that I liked summarizing real quickly, the list is long, right? It starts with how nice was it that Brian Dable was incompetent enough to not have a contingency plan for a kicker who came in less than 100% and they had time to do something about it because he got injured in the Saturday walkthrough. Critical to the outcome of the game. Jaden Daniels all over the list of things that I liked at the top. You know, after the decision by Dable, I gave him an A in the game. A lot more good than not. 7 for 7 on drives, even though they didn't end in touchdowns. It doesn't matter. When you don't punt in a game, you'll take that kind of production between the 20s every day of the week. They dominated time of possession. 425 yards of offense, 6.2 yards per play. Rushing the ball for 215. Kingsbury has... I think really called here in the first two games. I know there was some criticism last week, not as much from me, although the lack of it last week, I didn't understand. Might just be him, but I think it's been really responsible. Lots of quick game early, not so much drop back unless it's play action or it needs to be. I love what they're doing, especially with the two backs who both made the list of things that I love from the game. Seibert, obviously, for his franchise record day. Noah Brown, really solid. Two big catches in particular in the second half. Had three overall. I thought Zach Ertz presented a big target. That one throw that in the first half, that second drive of the game, good job by Washington because Ertz comes up with the ball on a play that Pinnock's got a chance at for an interception. I think Jaden got hit just as he let the ball go. And Washington went quick at the line of scrimmage. Dable threw the red flag out there, if you notice that. I don't know if it was before the snap or after, but they were talking about that on the broadcast. I don't think it would have been overturned, though. It certainly didn't look like there was any chance of it being overturned into an interception. And again, I think the ball floated out there a little bit where Ertz and Pinnock both had a shot. I think we'll see on the All-22 that he got hit just as he threw it or just barely impacted. I thought defensively there wasn't much here, but I'll take Benjamin St. Juice's punch out and forced turnover, the first for the defense this year, and it was big. The Giants are up 12-9. They're once again on the move to start the second half, and if they score and they're up two scores, I mean, that could be it. That's a massive play. Good recovery, too, I think, by Chin. And I thought Luvu flashed a lot defensively. What I didn't like in the game was just the defense overall. I mean, it's just not good enough here in the first two games. Yesterday, the big culprit was not stopping the run, which allowed Daniel Jones easy play-action opportunities. But even when they didn't have the play-action, there just wasn't enough pressure. You could say last week they got good pressure. They just didn't get home on Mayfield. Yesterday, I didn't think they really sniffed him that much. And they had a very difficult receiver to cover. cover. There's no doubt about that. The Giants have changed completely with Malik Nabers at wide receiver. But Washington banged up in the secondary. Davis certainly didn't show well, especially in his matchups against Nabers. And I thought Noah Ai did a better job against Nabers, but still, there wasn't much you could do against him. Clearly on the list of things that I didn't like was red zone offense. I mean, it's hard to go 0 for 6. I mean, it is really hard to go 0 for 6. I mean, how many times do you have 6 field goals in a game? They had 7, but 6 of them were red zone field goals. My God. Clearly, the number one reason for the red zone failures were penalties. You know, on the first drive, they had a 4th-and-1, and Ben Sinnott, the rookie, he false started. 3rd drive, 1st-and-10 at the 14, Cosme false started. 5th drive, 2nd-and-goal at the 4, Allegretti false started. By the way, on that drive on 3rd-and-11, Cosme got called for a holding, but it was declined because it was a play that didn't lead to a first down. 6th drive of the game, we had 2 of them. We had a 1st-and-goal at the 6, Cosme false started. A 3rd-and-goal at the 10, Lucas false started. Can't have that. I did think there was an opportunity on the throw. I'm trying to see which drive it was. I did think that that Okereke did hit Jaden late on that 2nd-and-7 blitz, and I don't think he read well. Ended up with that was one of the sacks. I don't think he read that well. There was also a late throw into the end zone for, was it Noah Brown? I'm looking for my notes. It looked like if he had let it go a little bit earlier, maybe it's a touchdown. But overall, it was the penalties that really derailed their red zone offense. Penalties overall, all right, 10 for 69 yards, 2 of them on special teams by just added Nick Ballore, who had the hold on the kickoff return for a touchdown to open the game. And then on a kickoff, he got called for unnecessary roughness or unsportsmanlike conduct. I still don't know what that penalty was for, Denton, but it gave the Giants the ball on their first possession at the 47-yard line. So this dude went hold, took 7 off the board. Now, the hold was instrumental in the kickoff return, it looked like, to me on replay. And then had an unsportsmanlike conduct for 15 yards on the next special teams play he was involved in, unless he was out there for the field goal, made field goal. But 10 penalties for 69 yards. That's 17 penalties in 2 weeks for 120 yards of yardage, and a lot of them self kind of inflicted. I mean, you're at home. I know it was loud. I had several people tell me that it looked at one point like Jaden had to go silent count. I don't know if that's true or not. In one of the end zones, there was a lot of blue. You could see it on TV. It wasn't the worst I've seen. And I had people there who were there every single week who said, there was a lot more blue than they thought there would be, but it was nowhere near the takeover that we've seen before. But still, Giant fans got loud in a couple of those instances, and you just can't have that. It's early. We got new players. We got a new system. I'm not, you know, panicked over the red zone penalties after 1 week, after 2 weeks. I'm so much more thrilled that they're just moving the ball, you know, the way they've been doing it, you know, on a lot of their drives so far this year, all 7 of them yesterday. But they got to clean that up. There is no doubt they have to clean that up. Yeah, I think I got other things here. Oh, what I'm wondering is this. Dable makes this big mistake, right, of not having a contingency plan for a kicker. He has his punter try the first extra point, which he misses after their first touchdown. And then he doesn't give him another shot. Now, you could see their punter certainly had the leg. You know, if it got into like 4th-and-15, but they were in field goal range, are they going to go for a 4th-and-15? I don't know. Probably not. But this guy, Jamie Gillian, had some leg there. What I was wondering is on that 4th-and-4 that Nabers dropped, that's a 40-yard field goal. I mean, that's a chip shot in the NFL at this point. I mean, 50 is a chip shot. It's become a chip shot in the NFL. It's crazy the number of 50-plus-yard field goals that are being made in the first 2 weeks here. I wonder if it had come down to, like, 15 to 30 seconds left in the game, if he would have kicked it on 4th and 4 instead of going for it. I think he would have sent him out there and said, you know, if you miss it, more likely than not, we're going to overtime. We'll try to win it there. So I was surprised on that one. I thought there was – I thought 4th and 4, look, I don't know what the analytics say about 4th and 4 in that spot. Probably field goal, although maybe not. Probably very close on the decision. But if there had been less time – like under a minute to go, I wonder what he would have done. I think he would have sent that punter out there just to try one. Certainly at 30 seconds or less, I think that they would have tried one. I have little concern or, you know, upset over, you know, end of third quarter, tight game, division rival, and Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers, super close friends, having played together for 2 years at LSU, are out there yucking it up. I can't work myself up into that right now. It's the same conversation we have about the trading of jerseys at the end of games after a player gets, you know, his ass kicked. And it's just today's generation of players. And so you may say that's different than the end of the game. If you want to, have at it. Would I rather he be completely focused rather than taking 15 seconds? Maybe, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But it's also because I'm predisposed to really liking this quarterback a lot. Just looking through my notes here. I'm sure I'll find something else here, but let's open it up now. Your turn. 301-230-0980. Denton will give me his thoughts and big takeaways from the game yesterday. But phone lines, they are open. What'd you like? What didn't you like? 301-230-0980. Ben Standing at 12. You'll hear some of what Dan Quinn said yesterday after the game as well.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, it's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.